Gibson's council will consider a development variance permit for a six-story mixed-use building at the former Irwin Motel site in January. The 21-meter building at 826 Gibson's Way would set a precedent as the tallest building in Gibson's, said a staff report for a December 6 committee of the whole. The next tallest buildings would be at the corner of Soames Place and Gibson's Way, 15 meters from average natural grade, and the one under construction at 1000 Venture Way, 18 meters from average natural grade. The application is asking for a 9-meter height variance so as to build two buildings rather than one block. Planner Kate Thomas said at the December 6 meeting that the proposal reduces the building's footprint, maximizes the green space, provides a little bit more livability, and slightly less shadowing for neighbors. Along with commercial spaces, the building is to include 86 residential rental units, a mix of 1, 2 and 3 bedroom apartments. Inclusion of rental accommodations in the complex isn't guaranteed, council heard. As this is a development variance permit, not a rezoning, the town cannot require a housing agreement to bind the developer into offering rentals. Developer Julian Burtnick of Shizach Holdings Inc. said that the market will determine what kind of housing there will be. We're building with the idea of rentals. But we're not going to limit it to rentals only, he said. The height is purely architectural and making a better living site, said Burtnick. The units over the height restriction can be easily distributed onto the ground areas and have the same number of units. Burtnick also said that they hadn't maximized the allowable density on the site. What about small town character? Cown. Anne-Marie de Andrade raised concerns about small town character and the precedent a building of such height could set. Cown. David Kroll said that for him there are only three buildings in the Upper Village that would fit small town characterization: the old schoolhouse, St. Bart's Church, and the Heritage Playhouse. Balancing the need for housing and distaste for sprawl eating into green spaces, Kroll supported the project. Cown. Stafford Lumley said he saw this as a town upgrade in the more commercial Upper Gibson's area. Cown. Christy Thompson echoed Kroll's comments, saying that Upper Gibson's is a developing area and this proposal feels like it's moving in the direction of where the community is going up there. What about the people who live there? Asked about displacing the people living at the site, Burtnick said that they notified the tenants last year, around November or December, of impending eviction in or around spring 2023. We run a deficit with the people that are there, said Burtnick. And the quality of buildings is, most of them are close to uninhabitable. I believe affordable housing, it falls back on the town and the governments to do that and not the private developers, said Burtnick. He added that at the company's development at 1000 Venture Way, the aforementioned 18-meter high structure is locked into a 30-year rental covenant. They're not affordable, but they're market rents, he said. Mayor Silas White said that BC Housing has visited the site twice and met with the residents and that the town has been pushing to make those residents a priority for supportive housing. Rentals are very difficult right now and they're going to get more difficult, he said. Among the obstacles to building rentals Burtnick listed, inflation in labor and material costs, high interest rates and municipal, provincial and federal governments adding to building costs, almost on a daily basis. And you have banks limiting financing to them, unless you go through somewhere like CMHC. But the fees are enormous. We essentially subsidize these rentals for probably the first 10 to 15 years of the buildings, said Burtnick. At the December 15 special meeting, council approved sending the proposal out to neighbors for comment. The decision of whether or not to issue the permits is set to come forward at the next council meeting in January.